from the epistle read before, 1 Peter chapter 5, several verses starting at 6. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith. Fellow redeemed, the excitement of call day is still with us, I am sure. Whenever any of us is called by the Lord to a particular place to do a specific work for him, excitement is generated. And this excitement should never stop, but should only grow. Because serving God is an exciting life. If we serve him as he requires. Our text dwells on God's requirements, gives us God's prescription for an exciting life of service to him. The prescription? Humility, abandonment, resistance. When Christ urged, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me, he was telling us, in effect, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Many push aside Jesus and place themselves in the foreground in their own lives and follow the pride of their own hearts. But to follow Jesus, you must deny yourself. You must humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. The proud who have given the church a bad name by non-biblical conduct are those of whom Paul writes, they profess that they know God, but in works they deny him. And Peter adds, they bring upon themselves swift destruction. For an exciting life, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Deny yourself. To the uninitiated, this seems like a very dull life. It probably even conjures up the vision for some of a long-faced individual sitting quietly with hands folded, denying himself, humbling himself. To place Christ in the foreground and for you to recede into the background, to grasp the hand of God so that you can walk humbly with him, is the most exciting adventure you can ever hope to have. For when you grasp the hand of God, you are grasping the hand of him who created heaven and earth and who now upholds all things by the word of his power, who has redeemed all men from sin, death, and hell, and who works the miracle of faith in men's hearts to the call of the gospel and keeps them in that faith. The God whose hand you grasp and whose lead you then follow is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God who appeared in the fiery bush to Moses, who thundered the law at Mount Sinai, who protected Daniel in the lion's den, who led Jonah into great Nineveh and converted that wicked city. The God who gave John the Baptist a full measure of true selflessness, true humility, as he pointed to Christ, behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Many people mistrust God once they realize where he is taking them. The pace is a killing one. Many let go of that gracious hand because the ride is too fast for them, the path is too dangerous, and they are afraid of the clouds. They would sooner follow their own inclinations and from then on traverse the broad, easy road, well mapped out for their edification by the devil and his two brilliant assistants, the world and sinful flesh. When you grasp the hand of God, hang on for dear life. From that moment on, the decisions are God's, and those decisions leave no room for self-indulgence, or self-glorification, or self-pity. Just think, you won't have to tie yourself into knots by making all sorts of political maneuvers. You can even trust God to place you where He needs you, not where you think you ought to be. When you are in a difficult situation, God will lead you out of it. If you cast all your care upon Him, He will care for you. Abandon your problems, throw them upon God, and He, through His word, will lead you to godly solutions. Take Him at His word. Your cares and problems and worries are to be thrown on Him, the most powerful ally you can call upon. He cares for you, and He will deliver you in the time of trouble. He has promised this, and God cannot lie. Abandonment to His care will give you an exciting life. For the where, the when, and the how of His deliverance is governed by His infinite, perfect wisdom and love. There is even more excitement. There is a devil. Our text tells us that there is a devil interested in you and in the congregation you will be serving. That is, he is interested in your destruction and in your congregation's destruction. He goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He works unceasingly to destroy the Christian church, to destroy everything and everyone. And he is supported by sinful flesh. And he is aided and abetted by worldly allurements and considerations. Be assured of this, you can triumph over the devil. And isn't that exciting? But you cannot fight him with human weapons. Deadly weapons are needed to conquer a deadly foe. With might of ours cannot be done, even were our loss effective. There is only one effective weapon against Satan. It is written. The sword of the Spirit, the word of God, the armor of God, that is the God-given spiritual weapon against the deadly spiritual foe. Arm yourself to the teeth. Arm your congregation to the teeth. If you think that perhaps Satan will not bother you or your congregation, the devil dares to tempt the sinless Christ, and you can be certain that it is Christ's dear followers whom he most seeks to destroy. Resist Satan, steadfast in the faith, with the weapon God gives you, the power of his word. Don't underestimate God's power nor the power of his blessing. If you preach your word, your own teachings in place of his, your preaching will be like dizzy ravines and wild waterfalls where woods and winds contend, and your pearls of wisdom will fall like sawdust to the ground, no matter how many people follow you. And the roaring lion will then rub his paws together in glee and smile benignly on you because you follow him so faithfully. You are in his pocket. But I am certain that it is not exciting to go to hell and to die eternally with the roaring lion. No, you have the prospect of an exciting life in God's service if you but humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. He will exalt you in due time. You have the prospect of an exciting life in God's service if you but abandon your cares to God. He cares for you. You have the prospect of an exciting life in God's service if you but resist Satan and his allies with the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, because for you then fights the valiant one whom God himself elected. Ask ye, who is this? Jesus Christ it is, of Sabbath Lord, and there is none other God. He holds the field forever. God grants that excitement to each one of you in Jesus' name. Amen.